Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day. From the Order of Preachers around the world, today from the United States, we hear from Sister Barbara Kane. Sister Barbara works as a chaplain in New Haven, Connecticut. The title of her preaching today is, Can't Stop Complaining.
A reading from the book of Exodus. When it was reported to the king of Egypt that the people had fled, Pharaoh and his servants changed their minds about them. They exclaimed, "What have we done? Why, we have released Israel from our service." So Pharaoh made his chariots ready and mustered his soldiers, 600 first-class chariots, and all the other chariots of Egypt, with warriors on them all. So obstinate had the Lord made Pharaoh that he pursued the children of Israel, even while they were marching away in triumph. The Egyptians then pursued them, Pharaoh's whole army, his horses, chariots, and charioteers, caught up with them as they lay encamped by the sea. Pharaoh was already near when the children of Israel looked up and saw that the Egyptians were on the marsh in pursuit of them. In great fright, they cried out to the Lord, and they complained to Moses, "Weren't there no burial places in Egypt that you had to bring us out here to die in the desert? Why did you do this to us? Why did you bring us out of Egypt? Did we not tell you this in Egypt when we said, 'Leave us alone. Let us serve the Egyptians'? Far better for us to be slaves of the Egyptians than to die in the desert." But Moses answered the people, "Fear not. Stand your ground, and you will see the victory the Lord will win for you today. These Egyptians whom you see today, you will never see again. The Lord himself will fight for you. You have only to keep still." Then the Lord said to Moses, "Why are you crying out to me? Tell the children of Israel to go forward. And you, lift up your staff, and with your hand outstretched over the sea, split the sea in two, that the children of Israel may pass through it on dry land. But I will make the Egyptians so obstinate that they will go in after them. Then I will receive glory through Pharaoh and all his army, his chariots and charioteers. The Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord when I receive glory through Pharaoh and his chariots and charioteers." For some reason, I always chuckle when I read this story of the Israelites. They're on the run. They've been freed from slavery, and they're crying and whining to God, "Why did you do this, God? Things weren't so bad before. Come on, they were slaves, and things weren't so bad." It's just so human, and actually reminds me of myself. "You called me to religious life, God, and now I'm struggling with my ministry, or I'm living in a challenging situation, or I don't like the city where I lived. Come on, I liked my old life. Come on, God." You know, it's really about trust. Can I trust that God wants the best for me and actually will accompany me on this journey? The gospel reading is also about trust. "Teacher, we want to see a sign from you," say the Pharisees. "And don't we do the same? Give me a sign that this is where you want me to be. What do you want me to do? Give me a sign that I have heard your call correctly." And even though we benefit from knowing how the sign of Jonah plays out, we can still lack trust in God's wisdom for our lives. Fortunately for the Israelites, in spite of the complaining and whining, God continues to protect them. And they will continue to complain about their situation, especially the food, manna, But God never abandons them, just as God never abandons us. God's love and patience with us is only limited by our own lack of trust in God's plan and the desire to do things our way. So today, let's take some time to reflect on our own trust levels, knowing that there is a model for how to do this in the scripture. In fact, it's a third example of trust, Jesus' agony in the Garden of Gethsemane. He says, "My Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Yet not what I want, but what you want." This can be our model, our motto, when we fall into the lack of trust trap. I don't like what's going on. I don't like what's happening. But you know, I do trust that what you want, God, is what's best for me. Thinking this way can help pull us through any challenge until the next time we're tempted to whine.